This is K2PCB. K2PCB. Listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this fine Monday morning?
Well, so far not too bad. Wish I would have gotten a better night's sleep, but I guess it comes with the territory coming off of a weekend. A little late getting to bed, not too late getting to bed, later than I would have liked, and something kept waking me up. I'd be like, just awake, flip over, go back to sleep, awake, flip over, go back to sleep. I know we ate late and didn't eat the best food. We were out yesterday. And, yeah, other than that, yeah, things are moving along nicely. How's your day looking, and how was your weekend?
I've had nights like those, too. You know, you just kind of wake up, you roll over, but you go back to sleep, but it's that constant waking up. Especially when I was working. Monday mornings tended to be the worst. Weekend was good. Babysat Saturday night. Sunday, because of the rain, I didn't shoot. So did a bunch of reloading, which is good. I got ahead a little bit. Today's looking pretty good. I've got a couple errands I need to run. And I did get my crossband repeater to work.
Ah, nice, nice. Did it work right away, or did you have to work through some issues and then figure out what was wrong?
I had to work through a couple issues. One was because I was using Ross's node, or at least that frequency, I did not have the tone set correctly on my handheld. So I went in, looked at the file for this radio, pulled up the file for the Bofangs, and found out, sure enough, I had the wrong tones. Changed those, and it worked. So that's good.
So I assume you're now able to walk around and be remote. Are you crossbanding right now?
I am not crossbanding right now. Monday morning is one of my exercise mornings, so I do a bunch of exercises early and talk to you guys. And usually, if I have to, I finish up my exercises.
Okay, yeah, understood. I thought maybe if you were on it now, I'd say, wow, this audio sounds pretty good. I couldn't tell the difference. But I'm sure it sounds fine. What else was I going to say? Yeah, obviously you had seen my report out to the group that I had a little bit of flight time in there. Wasn't a lot. It's more overcast than rain on Saturday. Sunday was definitely raining. It was raining pretty good when we were out and about. Had a handful of contacts, and Lynn went with me. She really didn't want to sit out in the cold, and I was like, hey, you know, you can stay home, or you can go for a ride, and I don't care, we can sit in the truck. So I put the little remote face extender on the front of the radio, put in the back seat, had the faceplate up here in the front, and, yeah, going to town making contacts. And it was pretty cool, and to have Slovenia on the very first contact, that was a good way to start. And that was without any additional coils, that was not with the longest radials, and that was just a quick, easy setup just to see how it would perform.
Yeah, that is cool that you were able to get Slovenia. That's awesome. Speaking of radios, I got an email from one of the guys at the club, and he had a TYT TH9800, I think, for sale. As soon as I saw the email, I should have replied, but someone beat me to it. It was a good four-band radio, 10-meter, 6-meter, 2-meter, and 70-centimeter, and price was right. That would have been great because I could have used that as the home station and then put the Redivis in the truck. still a possibility. I might be able to pick it up on Thursday. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, those four banders are pretty nice. There's two very similar radios, the T-by-T and the Yaesu. I would assume that the T-by-T, if I'm remembering this correctly, is like a copycat version of it. Yeah, but a lot of people like those. If I had to buy something new, again, for the truck, I'd probably consider something like that.
KC2NVM, yeah, that radio, I believe, is made in the same factory on the same day, and one just got a different logo.
Well, there you go. Good morning, Jeff. KC2PCB here.
Good morning. I hate to be a bully, but, yeah, I think that radio is the exact same thing, like, same plastic, same, like, 10 buttons across the front and the lower side, just, like, a different display and different badge.
Well, that'd be cool. The price was right. He only wanted $175 for it. And I waited until I saw the email at night, and I should have just responded then instead of waiting until the morning. Someone else from the club picked it up, but he said that he was going to bring it to the club Thursday night, and if Brian didn't want it, he'd let me know. So I'm going to try and be there Thursday night to snatch myself a new radio.
I put my hat in the ring for the Baofeng 10-watt handheld, but he never responded to me and be like, yes, it's yours. But I did get an email like this from the group saying, yeah, the Baofeng's been spoken for. So I don't know if I got the Baofeng or if somebody else did.
Yeah, I saw that email. And then he has a Zygo 90. That's still for sale. He wants $300 for that. That's a lot more HF than I wanted to do right now. That's why the TYT was such an intriguing thing, because of the 10-meter band. I could kind of dip my toe in it, and then like by using it as a base station, I thought that would be a good way to go.
Yeah, allegedly those are good radios. I haven't played with one, of course. But I do have that 6100 that I want to get into. But hopefully I can get general over the summer.
Now, the G90, that's a little more power, right? Is that 10-watt, 20-watt? Why do I want to say 20-watt?
That, I'm sorry, I do not know.
Yeah, the Zygo 90 is a 20-watt transmitter. I think it has a built-in tuner, too.
Yeah, Saturday, 20 meters was doing pretty good. 40 wasn't bad as well, but I was having trouble making contact with some of the people on 40 meters. 20 meters, where I had my longest DX and had more reliable contact where I could call out and get a connection right away.
Yeah, the TYT with the 10-meter band, I know that's part of the technician band, HF band, so I thought, that would be a good place to start, because the antenna wouldn't necessarily be that big, and it might be easier for me to put up. And so that was my reasoning for that. Plus, like I said, then I'd be able to put the Redivis 2-bander in the truck, and then I'd be able to have that as a mobile.
K2PCB, pump it out for a second, we'll be right back. K2PCB.
Brad, as far as tomorrow goes, do you know if it's anything special, or is it just a regular day?
According to the schedule that I have hanging on my safe, it is just a regular handgun day.
Perfect. I actually had, I have my wife's car today. I'm going out to see Range to get tires. So I had to take my backpack out of my car and throw it in the safe, because I don't want her going downtown with my backpack.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. That's a good idea.
And I went yesterday to Cabela's. I need a sling for my rifle for school. So So I get a sling, the right one. It's got the quick disconnects, although I had to buy a piece that goes on. You have to take the buffer tube off to install the quick connect that goes behind the trigger. And then I get home, I try to install it, and I put a Magpul stock on, but I can't find the box because there's two different adapters. And of course, I have the one that doesn't allow room for that quick connect behind the handguard. So now I had to send an email to Magpul being like, hey, I threw the box away, I don't have this piece, is there any chance I could buy one? So my day is going to be watching my email all day, waiting for that email to come in and say, oh, what's your address? We'll just send you one. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully they do. Yeah, I always hate that. You think you've got everything all squared away, and next thing you know, yeah, there's a glitch. And you know you've got that part, but you can't find it. Yeah, been there, done that, and I feel for you.
And even Jennifer was like, wait, you threw away a box? I'm like, I don't think I do. I don't remember throwing it away, but I just can't seem to find it. And I would have thought I would have gone, if I did throw the box away, I would have taken any pieces inside and put them in a special spot. But I can't find hide or hair of anything. So I might have the box, and it could be buried in a doom box.
Yeah, both Karen and I have done that. We put something in a spot that we won't forget where we put it so that we could always go back and get it. And, yep, then we forget where we put it. I think we've all done that.
So I got it all back together, but the stock moves back and forth about an inch because that spacer's not there. And now I need that spacer so I can set up the actual length of the sling so I can throw it on and adjust it, put it in place. But I could always pose the question to the group and somebody in the club might have that piece in it at the house in a box.
But then I found a couple online that are leather. They look a little bit better, but obviously they're a little more expensive. But we'll try Jose's cheek riser first, because I know I'm not going to get a good cheek weld with these rings. They're a little bit higher than I liked, but because I put a recoil pad on it, I had to get an extended set of rings, and they only come in medium height. So, you know, you try to mitigate some recoil, and then whole bunch of other things have to take place.
That's always how it goes. So Travis is waving hello. I pulled up next to him, and so maybe he's back, maybe he's not.
Oh, I only was off the air a second, but I was just listening to your conversation. You guys were on a different topic, and I was just kind of visualizing as you were chatting along, and like, oh, okay, I'll let this play on, and see if I can keep up with you guys. I was even thinking, oh, well, how warm does it get? You know, you could 3D print a sleeve or a spacer, but I don't think that's going to, like, match very well.
No, there's metal involved. There's screw holes that go, there's two tabs that are metal that go into the actual buttstock that a screw goes through to lock everything in place.
Yeah, even after the thought came through my head before, it was fading away quickly. I didn't think it was going to be appropriate.
Worst case, I can go to Cabela's, buy the stock, take it home, or take it out to the parking lot, take the part I need out, and go back and return it and be like, this isn't going to work for me.
Oh, I'll pretend like I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I had a brother-in-law that took a Red Devil vacuum cleaner, had it for 2 years, used the piss out of it, it broke, went and bought a new one, swapped it in the parking lot, and took it back and returned his money and got his money back. And he's like, what are you trying to do? Sell me a used vacuum? And I make the joke of doing that, but I think that would just burn my soul a little. And I've already sent emails to the company and be like, hey, can I purchase one of these pieces? Because I think I threw the box away.
This is before you had really good cameras in your phones, and I would buy a camera, note the date, the last day of return, put on the calendar, use it, return it. Save up some money, go buy the next model, maybe a little nicer model, use that for 30 or 90 days, whatever the store policy was, and return it. And I did that a few times, and then the guilt was starting to set in, and then I settled on something, and ended up with two Canons back to back for a while. They were my go-to cameras, but in deciding on those, it took a few models to go through before I made my final decision. But I've got 6:45, so I'm going to step out. This is KTPCB.
All right, I'm going to head in myself, 73s. Talk to everyone a little later.
73 to you both, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning, and we're looking for KC2PET. Are you out there?
KC2PET, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ross. How are you on this lovely Monday morning?
All right, I guess I can't complain. I was in and out of the truck this morning. I had to stop at the substation, so I left some lights on, so I go turn them off. And I look down, I needed gas, so I got to the pump. And here we are sitting at 374 gallons. I'm like, great, this is really a great price for price of gas right now. It's like more than doubled almost.
Yeah, I hear you. I ended up stopping for gas over the weekend myself, and I think the station I was at was like 384 a gallon. It's climbing. Hopefully, this thing in the Middle East will calm down pretty quickly and get the oil flowing, because my understanding is the oil that we produce in the United States is something they call sweet crude, and what comes with the refineries use is heavy crude, and you just can't switch over from to refine one to the other, and there's only so many refineries that do the sweet crude that they can't keep up, and that's why the price increase. At least that's what I'm hearing.
So what's the difference between a sweet crude and the regular? Is that just a guy goes through more of a refinery process?
I'm not exactly sure, but it does make sense that there's two different grades, so to speak, of oil, and the process that makes sense that it is processed differently. I'm assuming heavy crude takes longer, but I could be wrong. I'm not a petroleum engineer, so I haven't done the research to find out, but that might be a good thing to do today. I don't know if you heard, but I do have my crossband repeater working.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you got that working. What was holding you up?
Tones, because I wanted to get the crossband repeater set up on this freak, you know, your node. So I wanted to be able to use that. So if I start going for walks in the morning, that I can still talk. Now what I want to do is I'll have to see how far I can go with the walkie-talkie or with the handheld and see what happens there. Because I have one handheld set up for transmit and the other one for receive right now, just so I could test the system, and I'll take both of them with me to see how far I can go.
Well, I would think you would get enough range out of it, so at least go for your walk. I don't know how far you walk, but you should at least get a couple miles out of it.
it shouldn't be a problem. As the crow flies, I'm about maybe half a mile, maybe 0.6 miles from the house. You know, if you look at a circle. But then I walk in the neighborhood up and down the streets and around. So I end up getting about a mile and a half walk. So, yeah, what I may end up doing is use it, maybe I might even be able to set it up to use for the morning brew, to listen to the morning brew on my walk.
Yeah, so you could do a lot with that. No, your options are unlimited now that you got that going. Like I said, I always like being outdoors, going for a walk and stuff in the evening, and that's why I made the note I did, so it would have some range to it. But and then it turned into the drive to work. I'm like, oh, I'd like to be able to talk to Travis from work. So and then I put it in a tower. That's the only way I could do it. But yeah, it works pretty good. You probably would have to set up on, like, I don't know, what's the Lancaster? I don't know if Lancaster hosts it all the time, or you have to switch over to Eden. I know they have the East Coast Reflector on that, too.
I believe the one that I listed, I can believe it's the one from Eden that comes in. I thought the Lancaster one did the East Coast Reflector. It may, because they got a couple different repeaters up there. But the one from Eden comes in really strong, so I should be able to get that one just on a handheld with a decent antenna. I should be able to pick that up on my walk.
Yeah, you're in a better spot than I am to pick that up. I've tried tuning into there. It's just to listen in, and it comes in very, very staticky. I'm thinking I have that big hill down just south of me. And it's probably right in line, and obviously the signals don't go through the hill very well. So I do hear it in spots, but it's definitely not usable.
Yeah, when they're transmitting, my power meter goes all the way over. So I'm getting a very strong signal from them. So, yeah, maybe just that little bit of distance. I'm a little bit closer to Eden. And must be just works out right, because I get a really good signal from them.
Oh, that's good to get them. Yeah, I get like a bar, if I'm lucky. That's really pushing it. But yeah, glad you got that going. You're going to try it, once it gets warmer, if it ever gets warmer, you can try it. I'm not talking to us in the morning on it.
Yeah, that's the next thing, is to try it. You know, I thought about doing it this morning, but I'm doing some morning exercises instead. So I do those until I hear Travis call, and then I'll maybe go for a walk this morning and like I said, listen to the morning brew.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's supposed to. I think it's supposed to warm up a little bit. It's definitely not walk weather for me yet. So yeah, maybe. I could talk to you on walks. I'm going to start up my walk again. As soon as it warms up on my lunch, I'll start doing my walk again.
Yeah, let me know. Either I can be out and about with my handheld or be here. There used to be a guy at PCB. I don't know if he still works there. And I used to see him go for a walk. And he had a headset on, and I thought he had it hooked to a phone, but maybe he had it hooked to a handheld. I wish I could remember his name, and I have a feeling, and I used to look at him and go, what the heck's this guy doing? Now I understand that he may have been doing some sort of ham stuff.
Oh, you might be talking about Gene. Gene likes wearing headphones all the time. I think he's just listening to music.
No, this guy had a boom mic to his headphones.
Oh, well, very well could be. I never know. I know a lot of truckers like those because they could talk on the phone hands-free and shift and all that kind of stuff. But all right, Brad, it's that time. I got to get in there. It's KD2 GDQ. It's KC2PET 73s. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
73s, KC2PET. This is K2GDQ. You have a great day, and I'm clear of the channel.